Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News, live from Chicago, Illinois. So glad you guys will be with us today as we're wrapping up a big week of activities here for Conversations Daily News. Of course, for my personal brand, Cyrus Webb presents as well. Thanks again to everyone who made this week a great success. We're glad you all could be along the journey with us. I'll be horse-headed home this weekend, so next week, when you guys rejoin me on Monday, I'll be back in Mississippi bringing you your show. For today, though, we, of course, have your news headlines coming up, have a message from my book, Worries That Choose to Live By, have musical last time from our artist of the week, Allie Bailey. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. And in today's News You Can Use, this week, had a chance to speak with Lena Haas of Edward Jones, discussing how to be able to have those important conversations around finances and generational wealth. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, House set to vote today on spending package despite conservative fervor, says The Hill. Congressional leaders unveiled a $1.2 trillion, 1,000-page government funding package in the early hours of Thursday. Now they're racing to try to pass a six-bill measure which covers the Departments of Homeland Security, Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education and State, the IRS, and General Government and Foreign Operations by tonight's midnight deadline. Many rank-and-file lawmakers got their first look at the legislative text on Thursday morning, but both sides are already claiming wins. In Mississippi news, white former officers get sentenced to 10 to 40 years in torture of two black men in Mississippi, says the Associated Press. A federal judge on Thursday finished handing down prison terms of about 10 to 40 years to six white former Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to breaking into a home without a warrant and torturing two black men in an hours-long attack that included beating, repeated uses of stun guns, and assaults before one of the victims was shot in the mouth. U.S. District Judge Tom Lee called the culprits' actions egregious and despicable and gave sentences near the top of federal guidelines to five of the six men who attacked Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker. The exception was for Joshua Hartfield, a former police officer who did not work in the sheriff's office when the others and was not a member of the Goon Squad. He was the last of the six former officers sentenced over 3 days this week, months after they all pleaded guilty. Before giving Hartfield a 10-year sentence Thursday, Lee said Hartfield did not have a history of using excessive force and was roped into the brutal episode by one of the former deputies, Christian Deadman, who received a 40-year sentence. Lee said, however, that Hartfield failed to intervene in the violence and participated in the cover-up. A 53-year-old who was the fourth highest-ranking officer in the Rankin County Sheriff's Office received a sentence of about 27 years on Thursday. McAlpin nodded to his family in the courtroom and offered an apology before the judge sentenced him. "This was all wrong, very wrong," he said. "It is not how people should treat each other, and even more so, it's not how law enforcement should treat people," said McAlpin, who did not look at the victims as he spoke. "I'm really sorry for being a part of something that made law enforcement look so bad." In March 2023, months before federal prosecutors announced charges in August, an investigation by the Associated Press linked one of the deputies to at least four violent encounters with black men since 2019 that left two dead and another with lasting injuries. In more national news, court action on Texas migrant arrest law leads to confusion at the U.S.-Mexico border, says the Associated Press. A dizzying volley of courtroom maneuvers over Texas law that would allow the state to arrest and deport people who enter the U.S. illegally, so confusion at the nation's border with Mexico on Wednesday as sheriffs, police chiefs, and migrants waited for direction. Texas faced skeptical questions during a hearing before a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Court of Appeals that ended without a ruling, leaving the new law on hold for now. It was part of a flurry of activity that included a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court that allowed the law to take effect for several hours on Tuesday. And regardless of how the three-judge panel rules, the latest legal saga over Texas Governor Greg Abbott's latest escalation to prevent illegal border crossings won't be over. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has said it would not have authority to deport under the state law. During Wednesday's hearing, Fifth Circuit Chief Judge Priscilla Richmond questioned how the state law would be carried out, including how Texas would respond if federal authorities don't cooperate with the state judge's order to deport someone. No arrests were reported while it was in effect. And finally, in business news, Wall Street extends records as Reddit soars. Apple falls on suit, says the Associated Press. U.S. stocks extended their push to record heights on Wall Street Thursday, led by big gains for chipmakers. The S&P 500 rose 17 points, or 0.3%, to 5,242 and set an all-time high for a third straight day. Three out of every four stocks in the index gained ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 269 points, or 0.7%, to 39,781, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 32 points, or 0.2%, to 16,402. Both indexes added to records set a day earlier. Micron surged 14% and led chipmakers higher after reporting much stronger results for its latest quarter than expected. It also gave a forecast for profit in the current quarter that topped analyst estimates as it benefits from a rush into artificial intelligence. Reddit climbed 48% in its debut as a publicly traded stock. The eclectic bazaar of online communities offered its stock at an initial price of $34 a share. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words That Choose to Live By. Life is all about living. Do not miss out on the opportunity to live your best life today. Have an amazing Friday and enjoy your weekend. Halle Bailey has been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's her new single, In Your Hands, one last time, right here on the Conversations Daily News. Here is Dr. Taz's positive thoughts right here on Conversations Daily News.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Taz with a positive 365 positive thought. Don't make promises you can't keep. Honesty with yourself and others about what you can realistically accomplish is a sign of integrity. Set realistic expectations to avoid unnecessary stress.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement. to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Lena Haas of Edward Jones in today's News You Can Use. Enjoy. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Lena Haas of Edward Jones joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about conversations families need to have about wealth management. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Lena, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Lena, the pleasure is definitely all mine. This is definitely an important conversation. There are so many things that we don't do as families when it comes to conversations around money and the future, and this is definitely one of them. First of all, what is the great wealth transfer, Lena?
Yes, so as you said, baby boomers and silent generation will live over $84 trillion in assets to their friends and loved ones through 2045. And that's the term we call the great wealth transfer.
Got you. And so, you know, I think a lot of times when we think about what we're going to be doing for our future, we don't realize the importance of these conversations. I mentioned the survey. What did the survey tell us about families and their plans to discuss inheritance and even generational wealth transfer?
Yeah, so it was really surprising to me that only a quarter of Americans have actually had the generational wealth discussion, despite the fact that 70% of adults say that they would feel comfortable having this conversation. And what we find is that wealth transfer conversation is just such an inherently emotional topic. People associate it with complexity, hustle, sometimes even death. And so it's really, really important to not put off this conversation, because the talk is simply not urgent until it is.
Right. So why is it important for parents, Lena, to talk about their inheritance plans with their children?
So what we saw is that when people think about inheritance and wealth transfer, they don't just think about dollars and cents. Yes, they think about assets and property, but it's also a conversation about values, about family history, family legacy, things like what to do with the family business.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for being with us for this week's edition of Conversations Daily News. As I mentioned, I'll be back with you guys on Monday live from Mississippi for your news, Words I Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, and of course your entertainment, Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.